The Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. Whatever stage your business is at, there's always time to imagine sustainable, positive change. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, in the recent presidential election in Ireland, the issue of deepfake videos and the impact they can have became very clear. But just how realistic are they? And are we reaching a point where we won't be able to believe our own eyes? Well, we're joined by Wired magazine's David Gilbert, a reporter who covers disinformation and online extremism. David, can you explain to us, first of all, what is a deepfake video?
Sure. I suppose a deepfake video is something that purports to show a real person saying or doing something that they never actually did. And this is generally created using artificial intelligence apps such as OpenAI's Sora or Google's Veo. And they have, over the last couple of years, become incredibly sophisticated to the point now where it is virtually impossible to tell just by looking at some of these videos whether they're real or not.
Now, most of us are used to seeing basic ones in the type of online scams on Facebook and Instagram and social media. But we saw some very believable deepfake videos circulating during the recent presidential election. How believable do you think those videos are now, and how fast is this technology moving?
I think the obviously the Catherine Connolly video, we saw, you know, hundreds of thousands of people saw it. It's impossible to say how many people believed it. Definitely some people believed it, because I think unless you were paying very close attention, you could have pretty easily been tricked into believing it was real, because it was much better than something we would have seen even just a year ago. And at the same time, in the Netherlands, during an election there, we saw two far-right members of parliament were behind a Facebook page promoting deepfake images of their rivals ahead of the election. So it's definitely something that is becoming more and more prominent. I think a lot of people expected it to kind of explode last year during this kind of massive wave of elections we saw, but the technology wasn't quite there. Now, we just saw a couple of weeks ago the release of Sora 2, which is OpenAI's model, and it allows you to create deepfakes of yourself, and you can then share that with someone else. And that is incredibly sophisticated. And even though there's watermarks on those videos, it just shows the kind of sophistication that the technology has reached now, to the point where it's becoming virtually impossible, I think, to tell if something is real or something isn't.
So, David, the inevitable question is, what are the tech companies doing, if anything, to regulate these type of videos?
Nothing. They're struggling to understand how to regulate this. We've seen, obviously, in the past where their efforts to clamp down on disinformation, hate speech, whatever, have not really worked that well. And over the course of the last 12 or 18 months, they've pretty much walked back any progress that they've made, all the major platforms. And so we're now into a new era where they're kind of struggling with issues around copyright, because if you can replicate someone's image and their voice, that leads another level of problem for those platforms. But from what we've seen so far, the platforms are kind of just waiting and seeing, and that leaves a huge vacuum where people can come in and post videos that they're claiming are real, but may not be, and that's going to fool a lot of people.
But would watermarks on these videos or some distinguishing characteristic not help this situation?
Yeah, and you'd probably have seen these Sora videos on your Facebook feed or your X feed or on TikTok, and they have a watermark. But there are already tools out there that you put those videos into, upload them onto the website, and they'll remove that watermark for you. So the idea of having watermarks on them is fine, but there are other models out there that put no watermark on them and make it impossible for the platforms to automatically or easily tell that they're AI generated.
So you're painting a picture here, David, where we're not going to be able to believe the videos that we see online.
Yeah, and I was listening to Hani Farid this week. He's one of the kind of foremost experts on identifying fake videos or fake images, and he's been working in this field for decades. And he said that now it's getting to the point where he doesn't believe his eyes anymore, and he's looking at this stuff every single day. And he said some of the AI videos coming out, you can't, using your eyes, you cannot tell So he has to look at the underlying data in order to tell whether they're manipulated media or not. And so for the average user, it's going to become incredibly difficult for them to understand if something is real or not. And there is, at the moment at least, very little way for them to be able to tell quickly whether something is real or not.
David Gilbert of Wired Magazine, thank you for joining us.